my senses. A night on fire, put out all traces of feeling. I'm only concerned with looking concerned. I don't want to get my laces burned. We talked for hours, except for the fainting. So enchanted, but now my expression is changing. See for yourself, I'm run down by a train. I stand back from a shark attack, and it's all the same. Mommy, I've been fighting again. Mommy, I've been fighting again. Should have known you'd seek my opinion from all over the country and out to the great dominions. Careful, some of the blunders of history have been made that way. I'm still stuck in this pickle jar on a paper carpet. Mommy, I've been fighting again. Mommy, I've been fighting again. Mommy, I've been fighting again. Mommy, I've been fighting again.
Terry Anson on Uptown Radio.
What's a nice man like you doing in a place like this?
A good question. Well, the coffee's not bad for a start, I suppose. Hey, all right, rock and roll, phew, cool out, far down. Hey, we love you, all right. Well, I can't keep up that up. Don't think for much longer, the teardrop explodes in a demo version recorded at Maida Vale. Know what I mean? Of the title track from the soon-to-be-released new album, The Great Dominions. And last Wednesday was not only the 24th birthday of someone I know very well, it was also Julian Cope's 24th birthday, and more earth-shattering news about Julian Cope. He's had his hair cut, too, just like me. Very, very short. Very, very short. Also, Julian Cope drinks dry white wine. Okay, enough. How on earth is your luck? And welcome to a programme that will attempt not to mention Jerry Sinclair more than 37 times. It's broadcasting to London and the suburbs on 94.4 VHF in glorious stereo. This is Uptown Radio.
Terry Anderson.
It's my real name too, you know. John. This is not always the case, though, talking about real names. I mean, did you know that Kenny Everett's real name is Morris Cole? True. Not quite the same ring to it, has it, really? John Peel's real name is John Ravenscroft. Again, 100% true. And must just quickly say hello to my chum, Jerry Sinclair. Hang on, second mention. Okay. Every week he turns up a track I'd almost forgotten, and is just great to hear again. And the house at Pooh Corner, eh? Oh, what memories there. Never mind Loggins and Messina, where are Amity now? That's what I want to know. Sorry about that click. Yes, this programme is, for reasons long forgotten in the mists of time, called Abigail's Party. Abigail's Party, yes. A-B-I-G-A-I-L-S, incidentally. One of the correspondents this week. And is the only radio programme produced by a glove puppet called Oscar. And the mailing address to get a dedication or take part in our features, because we have regular features, madam, is Terry Anderson. That's my name. It really is as well. Uptown Radio, care of 134... Eastworth Road, Chertsey, in Surrey. Okay, and Eastworth is spelt Eastworth. And then it's road after that, and then Chertsey is spelt Chertsey, in the county of Surrey, the one with the fringe on the top. Okay, here's a quiz question, okay? Don't write or phone, more to the point. I'll give you the answer towards the end, okay? Now, here's a quiz question which you can mull over. Sporting quiz question. When was the only time the FA Cup was won by a team from outside England? Eh? Great, eh? I'll tell you the answer later. What a pointless exercise. When was the only time the FA Cup was won by a team from outside England? Well, what's on tonight's programme, eh? I heard somebody asking there. There was somebody asking. Please. Now, we've got loads of letters, nay, shoals of letters. The odd record or two. I'm going to go hell for leather tonight and try and get at least one or two tracks in. Maybe. One or two superstars, nay, megastars. The top five and bottom five of all time. A sneaky preview of which films are going to be on telly over Christmas. All in all, an attempt to be even more populist than the Liberal SDP alliance. And we'll now turn to a few letters. Actually, to tell you the truth, I was going to tell you a joke about quicksand, but it takes a long time to sink in. Oh dear, this could be Beaver or Lever Gardens, I'm not sure, Greenford. Dear Terry, this is Debbie who lives in Greenford, but I don't know Beverly. My Desert Island Discs, and this is a feature, new listeners, where people send in their favourite five records of all time, which they would take to that mystical desert island, and their bottom five. Can I say that? Yeah, I think so. Bottom five of all time, which is called Devil's Island Discs, because that's where people would like to send them. And this Debbie's favourite five are at number five, Prince Charming, and number four, Stand and Deliver, Adam and the Ants. This is going to get a bit repetitive, actually. Number three, Kings of the Wild Frontier by Adam and the Ants. Number two, Ant Music by, surprisingly enough, Adam and the Ants. And Debbie's favourite record of all time, Dog Eat Dog by Adam and those old ants. Her worst lot are at number five, Oh Superman. Number four, Any Bad Manners record, especially Can Can. Number three, The Sparrow Song by those old Ramblers. Here it comes, because at number two, there's No One Quite Like Grandma. And at number one, Shut Up Your Face by Joe Dolce. Says Debbie, on the 13th of June, I think I saw Julian Cope walking along Oxford Street. Damn, why wasn't I there? I always thought he was horrible, but he's quite good looking in real life, isn't he? No comments. A couple of days ago, I got some silver paint, says Debbie, and put Uptown Radio on the back of a jacket. So if you see me, you will know me. By the way, look out for her, Bev. Write and tell me if you bump into her in Greenford. The Midlands Bank advert, the one with the pop group, is my favourite. And Pacers is the worst one. Stripes? Yes, that is the pits. Now for my hellos. Please say hello to Bev, my twin Michelle, who is a Teardrop Explodes fan. My brother Graham, who has been listening to Uptown Radio from the beginning and never got round to writing. My dog Trixie, and if you want to, Lucy, who probably won't be listening. Good luck. Lots of love, kisses, and a big hug from Debbie. Oh, and there's loads of kisses here. Great news. P.S. Please can you send a signed photo and a couple of posters, one for me and one for my twin and my brother to fight over. Okay, well, we'll bung you off some posters and read the photo front. After all the pressure, I'm going to get some publicity photos done, you know, it's all really flash, you know, professional. And they should be ready in a few weeks, but be prepared for a disappointment. Oh, dear. Dear Terry, from Maybury Hill, Woking, I first picked up your station on Sunday 20th of September, and am looking forward to when you come on the air every Sunday since then. Most enjoyable programme indeed. Good, etc, etc. Some technical details here. Kind regards, look forward to hearing from you. An interested listener, Ted Jones. Thank you, Ted. Good chap. And, dear Uptown Radio, I think your station is brill. Gosh. You should broadcast more often. Yes, well, may come, you never know. I'm a regular listener and miss you the other 6 days of the week. Oh, that's nice. Could you please play anything for Waffle, Chlorophy, and Gunji, and Jazz on Sunday the 25th of October at about 7:15 p.m. Thank you. Well, not too bad. Could you please send me your goodies. I enclose an SAE, and she has as well, thanks. I'll love you forever if you do. Thanks a million. Love, Jasmine. Lovely name, that. Thanks, Jazz. And one more, and we may have a record in a minute. Gosh, unheard of on this programme. In fact, we'll have two more letters. We've got a letter from a superstar in a minute, but first of all, from West Street Dorking. Hey, Dorking. Dear Terry, oh golly gosh. There are just so many things I want to say to all you super smooth pro-type jocks up there at downtown. No. Something wrong here. That I just do not know where to start. Oh, I'm just so excited, says Glyn Booker. Let's get his name out in the open straight away. Allow me to put you in the picture, he says. Oh, just an eensy-weensy teeny bit. Rather than giving you one of those rather crass A Day in the Lifes, a sort of 15 minutes in the excessive void of Glyn Booker's skull, I sit poised upon this ratty sofa, warming myself by a roaring matchstick and listening to the last gurgles, excuse me, of the Hopper Linseed programme. Dear, oh dear. Where's he going? More stuff here. Well, down to more serious matters. After all, 15 minutes is up. Well, it would be if I'd have read out all that bit. And that's more than most people can stand in here. That's in his brain, I presume. And talking of pineapple juice, I have never drunk Waitrose pineapple juice bought from Weybridge Waitrose. Actually, there's no H in Weybridge, Glyn. But never mind. Oh, no. But I have seen the hallowed Weybridge Waitrose. Oh, yes. But I didn't see Sarah. This is referring to Sarah Green, who was in Waitrose Supermarket in Weybridge last Saturday. Actually, you can always spot stars in Waitrose Supermarket in Weybridge. I know this is tedious name-dropping in the extreme, but, gosh, the people you can see in Waitrose Supermarket in Weybridge on a Saturday, you just wouldn't believe me. you might, I don't know. Sing Cliff in there, you know? Sing Cliff. And a certain Radio 1 disc jockey who has a light blue Mercedes. Shh, K-Reg. Lives on St. George's Hill, though, so he can't be doing too badly. But I've never seen her, Siskley, and I have not got a TV. But I have skateboarded down the wonderful multi-storey car park round the back of Waitrose. Oh, yes. And I am in the most revered position of living 20 yards away from the other Waitrose, Dorking Waitrose. Amazing. And as much fresh pineapple juice as I can drink. Fresh. Not your common or garden, slowly deteriorating, weekly 5 litres. This is amazing stuff, isn't it? Now, what else was there? He says, oh yes, some fascinating facts for you. And believe me, these are fascinating. The South African aardwolf differs from other members of the hyena family in having 5 foretoes instead of 4. Good Lord. Do you know, I never knew that. And that the well-known inventor of the Hoover was not born this day in 1837. News of the Hoover factory later. I hate to drag Tommy Boyd into it again, like last week's hedgehog curry out of the dustbin, says Glyn, but do you think that Night Trek jingle of his is Nicky Horn putting on a butch voice? I do, says Glyn. Well, I don't, says Terry. Because I know. Here come the planes. It's an American plane. Sound effects on the way. Whilst we are on the subject of mothers, it's a cryptic little link for you. Yes, I get it. My mum listened to the show for the first time last week. We'll miss out the next bit. Glyn says, I'm thinking of putting a contract out on Archie Uptown. Fully exploded, served with orange sauce. A sort of Bombay duck. I don't think that's very funny. Poor old Archie. Actually, no news of Archie yet. He's probably still there sunbathing down on the Costa del Sol or something. But if he does make it back past the Princess of Wales, then we'll let you know. Right, quick sip of coffee. Coffee this week, not pineapple juice. Pineapple juice is now passé for this week. Nice lukewarm coffee. Here are my Devil's Island discs, says Glyn. Number 5, PJ Proby and Maria. Number 4, Pride Comes Before a Fall by Chicory Tip. Whatever happened to them, eh? Number 3, Disco by Ottawan. And number 2, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Or Billy Joe Spears. And at number 1, it's Max Bygraves and You're a Pink Toothbrush, I'm a Blue Toothbrush. You must know it. I do remember that, actually. I was about 3 when that came out. You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush, and we met at the bathroom door. Goes on like that, actually, younger listeners. And don't worry, no more. Desert Island Discs. Number 5, Vienna by Ultravox. Number 4, Walking on the Moon by The Police. Number 3, Silver Star by The Four Seasons. Number 2, good one here, Riders on the Storm by Jim Morrison and The Doors. Number 1, Don't Go Away by Budgie. Now then, seeing as I don't have to go now, I shall. In fact, I am going downstairs to get myself a glass of grapefruit juice. Majority listening, this isn't it? A little fetish of mine, says Glyn. And then I shall go to bed. Now, no, really. Give a mention to Beverly, you know, Bev, Shaz, Nick, and everybody else who listens to your station and doesn't know me. I leave you with a riddle. What's the difference between a chicken? One leg is both the same. Yours sincerely, Glyn Booker. Thank you, Glyn. And now we turn to a superstar, a megastar, Tim Allen of Floss Radio, who sent us in his Devils and Desert Island discs. And I hope you listen to Tim every Sunday morning on Floss, 222 metres, medium wave, 10 o'clock a.m., when he hasn't got the flu. Dear Terry, John, in brackets. This is getting silly, isn't it? I have finally got rid of my flu. Whew. Gosh. As ever, I heard your programme last week and heard that you wanted me to send in my Devils and Desert Island discs. Okay, here come Tim's Devils Island discs. At number 10, Oh Superman. Number 9, Godley and Crame Under Your Thumb. Number 8, That Old Bird Dance by the Electronicas, All the Tweets. Number 7, It's Sheena and Another Broken Heart. Number 6, Tight Fit, Back to the 60s, Part 2. Number 5, It's My Party, Dave Stewart, Barbara Gaskin. No One Quite Like Grandma, number 4. Number 3, For Your Eyes Only, Sheena. Number 2, Endless Love, Diana Ross. Number 1, Hooked on Classics, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Gosh, let's have a look. It's Pan Am, you could tell, can't you? It's sort of like a jumbo. Shame, really, we weren't on the flight path last Sunday, but they're having a good go this week. Gosh, you see what it's doing to the levels. Tim Allen's Desert Island Discs is top 10 of all time. Number 10, Fade to Grey by Visage. Number 9, A Love Action by The Human League. Number 8, Arthur's Theme by Christopher Cross. That's really good, I really like that. I hope it's a hit. Number 7, Sailing by Christopher Cross. Here comes a goodie at number 6, Reward by The Teardrop Explodes. Good old Tim, I knew he was a good fella. Number 5, Steely Dan, Glamour Profession. Number 4, The Police with Invisible Sun. Number 3, Dire Straits, Tunnel of Love. Tim Allen's second fave of all time. Every Little Thing She Does is Magic by The Police. And Tim's fave is Making Movies by Dire Straits. He says, my favourite TV commercial is the Campbell's Soup advert where Pam Ayres is sitting on a haystack and a can of turkey and vegetable soup falls out of the sky and Pam ends up saying, Campbell's, the true taste shines through. I can't do that accent. The TV ad I hate the most, and this is funny because it's one of my favourites, is the one where that milkman, Rodney Mews, flicks through the 1981 A Dairy Diary and waves his head about. He does, doesn't he? I hadn't noticed that, actually. What is it he says at the end when he gets chased by the dog? Well, it's something like, page 97, first aid. Blue Peter has got to be my favourite TV programme, says Tim. Yes, me too. And also Thames News, because it's full of botch-ups. Yes, it's a shame that they've tightened it up a bit. It used to be terrific in the early days, didn't it? It used to be sort of, over to Francis, Andrew, Rita, the sport, anybody. But it's not quite so bad now. I heard somebody say last week, says Tim, that Tim Lloyd does a good programme on Essex Radio, which I agree with. Yeah, I must try and find that. I haven't done so yet. I don't know what time this guy's on. Keep up the very good work. Yours faithfully, Tim Allen. He's a chum. OK, shall we have a record? Oh, a novel feature, because I really want to play this. It's from possibly my favourite album of the moment, certainly my favourite single from it. This is U2 and Gloria. Didn't talk over any of it at all. Well, not the end anyway. U2 and Gloria, and please let that be a hit. A great album called October, that's from. Actually, while we were listening to that, I was just reading the obituary column in my local paper, and what I can't work out is how people manage to die in alphabetical order. Dear, oh dear. You may remember a couple of weeks ago, if you're a regular listener, I said we were going to feature that well-known, famous cult figure, Dave, our engineer, Dave Bishop. Shh, not in the phone book. His top five and bottom five of all time. And Dave actually went to see Saxon last night at Hammersmith with Topper, and I haven't had a chance to ask him if it was good or not yet, but I'm sure he had a good time. Dave's bottom five of all time, right, is number five, Michael Jackson and Ben. That song, All About a Rat, from the film Willard. Number four, Tammy Wynette and D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Number three, Little Jimmy Osmond and Anything Recorded Before He Was 15. Fair enough, I say. Number two, The Yachts and their version of 24 Hours from Tulsa. And at number one, Dave's worst record of all time, Slim Whitman and Rosemary. No, thank you. Dave's top five of all time, and it's quite interesting, actually, knowing him. I do. Number five, Susie and the Banshees and Happy House. Number four, Status Quo and Caroline. Number three, Johnny and the Hurricanes and Red River Rock. And at number two, Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. Expected that one. And at number one, Free and Wishing Well. So that's Dave, our engineers. Top and bottom. Are you sure it's okay? Top and bottom five of all time. Okay, the mailing address for Uptown Radio, if you'd like to take part in the show, and we really loved getting those letters, is Terry Anderson, care of Uptown Radio, 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey. You can tell us your faves and duds of all time in records and TV programmes, videos, whatever you like, just sort of anything really. And let's see, we've got a letter here which is addressed My Bedroom, Monday. It's not my bedroom, it's Sarah's bedroom. It says, Dear Terry, here is my top and bottom 10, since five is quite inadequate to fully convey the poetic majesty or unbelievable of the dizzy heights of the pop world. My all-time top 10 truly wonderful records. Start at number 10, Mirror in the Bathroom by The Beat. Number 9, Transmission by Joy Division. Good. Number 8, 8 Miles High, The Who. Are you sure? Could it be The Birds? Perhaps they did it as well, I don't know. Number 7, I Close My Eyes and Count to 10, Dusty Springfield. Number 6, River Deep Mountain High, I Can Tina Turner. Number 5, Waterloo Sunset, The Kinks. Number 4, Wednesday Week, The Undertones. Number 3, it's good this. Good top three, actually. Number three, Christine, Susie and the Banshees. Number two, Hey Joe, Jimi Hendrix. Remember that on the Lulu show? Number one, Don't Let Me Down, The Beatles. And Sarah's bottom ten. Number 10, Summer Nights, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Number 9, Star is on 45, Volume 1. Number 8, Sheena and That Modern Girl. Number 7, Boomer Something by ABBA. 6, Take It On The Run, REO Speedwagon, or as Tony Blackburn calls them, Rio Speedwagon. Number 5, Don't Stand So Close To Me, The Police. Number 4, And They Called It Puppy Love, Donny Osmond. Sorry about that. Number 3, Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Thingy, Can't. Number 2, Prince Charming, Adam and the Ants. Number 1, Mr. Blue Sky, ELO. Where was the next bit? Could you please play something by Orange Juice, Pig Bag, The Fall or Altered Images, or the new single by The Fun Boy 3, please? No. Thinking about investing in rectangular shades this era, will the psychedelic revival be over by the time I get them? I ask myself. And it's quite an interesting piece here about journalism and so on. And I hope all the letters you get aren't as boring as this. I blame the parents. No, it's a very interesting letter, actually. Give my love to Dave the Engineer. Love, Sarah. P.S. Please say hello to my hamster, Clint. Great stuff. Here's Shazzles. My dearest Tez. Hi there, how are you? It's very hard to read this. It's a bit dark in here, and this is red paper with sort of dark blue or black ink on it. I'm writing this in my school lunch break. You're really honoured. Usually I stuff my face at this time of day. I've just one thing to say. Don't change. I like your show in inverted commas. What is this business with inverted commas? The way it is. When you used to play records, I used to go and make myself a banana sarnie. At the sound of your voice, I dived into the room to listen, mouth open in wonder at the butchness of it. Right, here is Shazzle's top 10 records. Number 10, When Banana Skins Are Falling, because it reminds me of you. Oh, this is great. Number 9, Going to a Go-Go, Secret Affair. Number 8, Dancing in the Street by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Number 7, Tango in Mono by the Expressos. Ken says it's really psychedelic. Number 6, Butterfly Collector by The Jam. Number 5, You Really Got Me by The Kinks. Number 4, Frustration by The Purple Hearts. Number 3, When You're Young, The Jam. Number 2, Cut My Hair by The Who from Quadrophenia. Number 1, I'm the Face, Zoot Suit. High numbers. PTO. Oh, caught again. Next page. Well, after that, morning, would you be so kind as to say hello to everyone that listens to your fabulous show? This pen's even harder to read now. If you get round to playing a record on your sensational Tony Blackburn voice, yes, did it, programme, then dedicate it to the Greenford Liberation Organisation, the GLO. Well, I'm off now. By the way, Bev and I got a letter from Julie. Oh, Stephen's in Birmingham, as you well know. Yes, I do. Got a letter from him this week. Just thought I'd let you know. Bye-bye. Lots of love. Shazzles. Where's my letter, John? Yes, I'll write back to you this week. And that's a promise. Got another letter from Mazzy here, who seems to know certain information about Dave, our engineer, which is interesting. You must reveal yourself to him next Tuesday lunchtime, Mazzy. He's very interested to know how you knew where he would be next Tuesday. Mazzy says, before I forget, why do you dislike All Night Long by Rainbow so very much? This I cannot understand. I can accept that some degree of hilarity might be caused, but it is rather good, so there. It's the lyrics. I'm surprised that as a young lady, Mazzy, you can take that, but if you ever actually listen to the lyrics, I think they're appalling. Do say hello to Beverly, yet again, because she obviously deserves all the hellos that you can muster. Yes, she does. She's my fave. As you've just adopted a duck, maybe you would be interested to know that this letter comes to you from the adoptive parent of a crab-eating raccoon from Kilverston Wildlife Park. Her name's Crabby, and she's recently been saved from eternal spinsterdom by an introduction to a rather lethargic male called Coon, by whichever computer dating agency that the Wildlife Park use. Honest, go and see for yourself. Many thanks to Beverly and her brother for the info about the ears on the telephone boxes. Could she please explain where I plug my hearing aid in, and also how anybody is ever to hear about this? Really grotty adverts, in Maz's opinion, are the radio commercials for AIDS. When that stupid vacuous woman says, AIDS contain no drugs, nothing to make you concerned, and lose weight deliciously, I really want to strangle her. Does she really think we believe all that twaddle? I suppose they do. You see, this is the thing about these adverts. I mean, everybody's been writing and saying these are dreadful, all these adverts, and I agree with you, they are. But the people that make these adverts must think we all fall for them. I think they take consumers for idiots. A really dire TV commercial I saw the other day, says Mazzy, was for Radio Rentals, where the actors involved would do as well to go over to advertising toothpaste or Osmond LPs. Please say hello to Dave. Yes, yes. Does he go? Yes, he does. Go up and say hello to him, or wear your Thameside t-shirt and he'll come up and say hello to you Tuesday lunchtime. I still can't get Thameside against this, Mazzy, but it's really nice to hear the way that you're terribly pally about all the other stations, because it's far, far nicer than some of the bitchiness that goes on, even if just in jest. Interested to hear the listener who wrote to you with a Simon Bates pen. Interesting, because Margaret and I ended up with a Simon Bates autograph after presenting him with a Curly Man notice this summer. And then there's some... She's written little sentences with different pens here. For instance, she's written with a green and white Radio Caroline Continues pen, and a blue and yellow Thameside radio pen, and a red Pauline Messuel pencil. And probably would have got a bit boring. Anyway, a few did you knows. Did you know that a normal priced 7-inch single works out at less than 3p per square inch, whereas a 12-inch LP could be anything between 3.5 and 5.5 pence per square inch, that the physical unit of self-inductance is the Henry, that Mazzy hasn't got a photo of Terry Anderson, hint hint. Well, we'll get them done soon, I promise. That a full sheet of second-class stamps has the value £23. Really? New Zealand's only native mammals are bats. In Maryland, you can be fined for maltreating an oyster. I should think so, too. Paris has 80 flushing lavatories for dogs. Kiwis are the only birds with a sense of smell. Gosh. Don't worry, just one more. Each of the 5 dolphins who played Flipper, oh, great, in the TV series died of loneliness and boredom. The enclosed stamp is a donation to the Terry Anderson Generosity in Writing to Listeners Fund. Oh, thanks. Because it sounds as though you get almost as many letters as me each week. I think I do. Besides, you'll need a stamp if you're going to send me a photo to keep Tommy Boyd's company. Good company as well. Well, this is Mazzy disappearing. L.A. Mazzy. Okay, thanks for the stamp, Maz. And, well, the photos and so on will be on their way, certainly before Christmas. Boys and girls, free in this week's Play School comic for the under fives, a cut out and keep Bob Earl puppet. Just cut carefully along the dotted line. Mind no scissors, children. Paste onto cardboard and just punch holes where necessary. Thread through some cotton and there you have it, just like the real thing. Next week, Bruce Springsteen. Do you suffer from unwanted relatives? Do Auntie Margaret and Uncle Harry pop round when you least want to see them?
Hello, dear. Oh, haven't you grown? Isn't it?
Well, now, thanks to advanced technology developed by the Piranha Brothers in Sicily, you can be rid of unwanted visitors forever. Just spy uninvited persons through the magic peephole, push the auto anti-molecular button, and... also sends Mormon scattering and guaranteed to obliterate Avon ladies. Yes, helps to have the fader up, so they say. Yes, I don't think I'll ever be a disc jockey. Actually, I was just reading my Emperor Roscoe's DJ book, published by Everest Books, like a Bible to us. In the chapter headed Technical Tricks of the Trade, it tells me that on the radio, you are a disembodied voice coming out of the loudspeaker. So the only appeal you can make is by your personal communication with the audience at the other end. You have only the charm of your voice and the promotional aids that go with it to attract listeners. So you have to make the most of them. Here comes a good bit. Capture their hearts, stimulate their minds and their imaginations, and play the music they want to hear. Then you are making progress towards that goal of being a professional DJ. Wow. Must remember that. Actually, if I ever was going to be a disc jockey, I'd have to say, there you go, a lot, I think. So I was talking to a chum of mine about this. And I don't know if you've noticed, but every club or pub DJ seems to have to say, there you go, that's the Human League. Or, that's the sound of... You notice that often, nearly every record, they either say, there you go, or that's the sound of. Do you want to know what films are going to be on TV over Christmas, eh? I'm going to tell you. Actually, apart from the films, there's also going to be on ITV Dennis Norden presenting a new collection of amusing clips from films, TV and commercials in It'll Be All Right on the Night. On the film front, the BBC has Gone with the Wind, but ITV They've got the big one. This is about my favourite film of all time. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, starring Richard Dreyfuss. Steven Spielberg directed. And other big movies include Scrooge, Albert Finney, Alec Guinness, The Way We Were, Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford, Sweeney 2, John Thor and Dennis Waterman, and The 39 Steps. It's on telly quickly, isn't it? With Robert Powell and John Mills, and also that on TV over Christmas will be The Muppet Movie, and that's got Mel Brooks in it. And there'll also be documentaries on comedian Freddie Starr, Barbara Woodhouse in Hollywood. Yawn. And Princess Anne, who will be shown in both her public and private life. Well, good luck, dear. Handy hints feature. If you find you can't get to sleep at nights, then here's a tip. Lie on the edge of the bed. You'll soon drop off. Dear, dear. I've got this week a literary masterpiece. This letter ranks with Beverly at her best. It's not so much a letter, as I say, more an art form. And I'm not being patronising because he can't hear me because he's up in Birmingham. It comes from Steve Parsons and it's absolutely fantastic. I'll just read you little bits of it because I'll be here till about 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. He starts off a new idea, which is radio and TV awards. Music awards, where you have to make up not only the winners but the categories too. For instance, award for saying tremendous, Goldie, and my dad's farm the most, Simon Groom. Award for pursing the lips at the end of sentences, Harry Carpenter. And apparently the BBC announcer last week said, and here's your Carpenter, Harry Commentator, which is sort of just an aside. Also, oh dear, award for being an idiot, Peter Powell. Oh no, I get about 5 letters about that now. I'm sure he didn't mean it. Dear, oh dear. There's about 25 sides of this. It's amazing stuff. By the way, we've got a physics tutor called Julian Cope, says Steve. It's up at University, Birmingham. Gosh. And this is amazing, is it? I have heard various figures said to be the number of times the word is heard in O Superman, all in the 1,200 area, which prompted the following statistical breakdown, which I based on the version played on Radio 1's Top 40 show on the 18th of October, 81. And this is just amazing. This must have taken days. He's got listed every word and every mentioned and how many times that each word crops up, from the word American once to the word the 12 times. Amazing. Petrochemical one. It's got every word mentioned in it. Also, this statistical breakdown. Duration 8 minutes 20.03 seconds. Number of backing per minute 149.3. And then, as I say, the frequency of the words, and also the number of us is apparently, this is the definitive total, 1,244. Number of times it's on echo, 270. On the main track, 72. Therefore, a total of 1,586. Amazing. Number of different words in O Superman, 104. Number of words, 316. Number of words including backing and echo, that's all the first, 1,830. Well, could you say hello if allowed? I don't know whether the listeners voted to cut the chat or not. I think so long as it's interesting, there's no need to cut it. Please could you say hello to everyone at home in Birch Green, to all the people I play table tennis with at Strode's, Correspondent 57. I still don't get that. I don't know what he's talking about. Everybody that says hello to Julie and myself, yes, there's lots of them, and all those who took part in the Hungerford Bridge pedestrian survey on July the 23rd, or at least got a form. This comes from Steve Parsons. There's pages and pages more, and lots of little bits going off at tangents, and very interesting read. Great letter. Right, let's just put that down there. Excuse me. Right. And from Rickings Park, Ivor, dear Terry, thanks very much for the letter and posters. It's nice to know that some radio stations don't take their listeners for granted, as some tend to be rather blasé about all their correspondence. You were asking about the five best and five worst TV programmes. And here are the five worst. House Party, at number one. Yeah, it's droll. It's terrible. Two, Life Begins at 40. Three, How's Your Father? Four, Fantasy Island. Five, The Brady Bunch. After watching this lot, Crossroads is a relief, and Muffin the Mule seems like a production by the Royal Shakespeare Company. You were also inquiring about the worst nightmare your listeners have ever had. Mine was being strapped into a chair and having to suffer the barbaric indecencies of an adamant video on a 20-foot-high TV screen. I'll get letters about that now. Every time we insult either adamant or Peter Powell, letters come flooding in. Also, did you know that there is no word in the English language that rhymes with orange? And that the average number of legs per person in Britain is 1.99995. Earth-shattering, isn't it? Very much so. If you read this letter out on Sunday, I won't be here, as I shall be living it up in darkest Brittany. But please say hello to Naughty Nick of Slough and Chris Heavy on the Mustard Solly. Naughty Nick is the biggest Carol Holmes fan on earth. Keep up the good work, Terry, and please leave the music playing to Bob and Topper. That comes from Guy Lloyd. And thank you, Guy, even though he's in darkest Brittany, having a whale of a time, I'm sure. And now it's over to our studio, which is aligned to Radio 4, and any questions?
Well, the next question is, what causes heart attacks as we get older? Well, as we get older, our lungs aren't as efficient as they were. And if we do strenuous exercise, throwing our arms about like this, and jumping up and down like this, the muscles call upon the heart to send oxygen through restricted aging blood vessels, causing the heart to beat faster and faster, overworking, until... Oh.
Pretty tasteless, eh? Pretty tasteless. The mailing address to send in your complaints is Uptown Radio, care of 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey. Saucy address your top five, bottom fives. Records, TVs, videos, and also for the TV and radio awards, music awards. Like, for instance, in the Best Joe 90 Impersonation category, Steve Wright. And now the final clue in Why Did Julian Cope Call Me John in the interview riddle. Well, it all involves John Sachs of Capital Radio, even though he didn't know about it. Okay, that's the final clue. So you'll have to try and get it from that. And it's got nothing to do with John being my name or my middle name, because it isn't. My real name really is Terry Anderson. And in fact, my family is steeped in history, you know. In fact, one of my ancestors died at Waterloo. I can't remember which platform, though. Hey, listen, I know it's tedious when we keep going about our chum Sebastian in New York, sort of minority listening, but we were hoping to get him on a phone link, because this is true, he's running in the New York Marathon today. There's a big marathon in New York, like the one they had in London earlier this year, and he's actually wearing an Uptown Radio t-shirt, which he had printed himself. Mug. So look out for him anyway if they show some TV coverage of that. He's told us it's a white t-shirt with red lettering, okay? And we'll have to let you know how he got on in that next week, methinks. And, oh yeah, also, did you see that Johnny Carson show? I watched it for the first time last night. Here's Johnny! I thought it was really good. And Robin Williams was the main guest, and he was just hysterical. Must watch that again. Must press on with some more letters. Yes, we must. Dear Terry, heard your broadcast, 94.4, on Sunday. And this is a sort of technical sort of reception report, for which we thank Andrew Wallace of Berridge House, West Hampstead. Replying to you, old fellow. And also another sort of technical-ish one is from Russell Stewart. He says, dear Uptown, just let your DJ know that there is someone out here listening. Well, we did know we had one or two listeners. And I will be listening out for you in the future. He comes from Church Walking Hayes. He says, could you send me details, etc., etc.? Yes. And, of course, one of your posters. Looking forward to your reply. Oh, by the way, anything by Squeeze would be great. Yes, it would, wouldn't it? Catch you again, Russell Stewart. Good, thank you. Now, you thought perhaps, but where's Beverly? Perhaps she hasn't written this week. Of course she has. Once or twice. And she says, before I forget, that bloke who stood in for Tim Allen, didn't you think he sounded like Topper? No. Okay, I won't mention that again either. Right. Better not mention that, I don't think. Right, here's Beverly's top five, sort of, videos, more like a top 10. Now, I'll read this out, but then she sends us her top 10 videos, and then 2 days later sends me a list of amendments, and it's all too confusing for a simple fellow like me, so I'll read you out the original ones and then add the amendments afterwards. She has at number 10, Da-Doo-Doo-Doo-Da-Da-Da by The Police. This is the videos, okay? Number 9, Dream a Lie, UB40. Number 8, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Number 7, Visage and Visage. Number 6, Baggy Trousers by Madness. Number 5, Save Me by Queen. Number 4, my favourite, Once in a Lifetime, Talking Heads. Number 3, Prince Charming by Adam and the Ants. Number 2, Vienna Ultravox. Number 1, Fade to Grey, Visage. Beverly says, the old sport of slagging off Legs and Co. on Top of the Pops has gone because they've been given the big E, so it has to be replaced. It is the sport is now spotting the BBC man. I honestly swear, says Beverly, that there is a Beeb man there. Generally, he wears a hat and claps to everything. Beverly, he's called a floor manager. I usually find him first because I'm good at spotting people who are over 40 in a crowd of 15 to 18-year-olds. Try it some days, says Beverly. I'm sure they sometimes put a younger bloke, over 30, in just to confuse me. Say hello to Shaz, Julie, Trev, Simon and Karen, Stephen and Julie, Kevin and James, Tom Clark, Guy Lloyd, Katie Watson, Pam Rowe, and everyone else who listens. I can't think of anyone else. Enclosed a note from Shaz and a picture, or a bit of one, for Pam Rowe, which will probably be... Got to go babysitting, ta-ra, love, Bev. Keep on cyrilling with the GLO. And, incidentally, must mention, last week we in passing, mentioned that a listener called Pam Rowe asked for some bits and pieces of The Police to be sent in because they're her faves. And I've absolutely been inundated, I'm not joking. So, Pamela, if you're listening tonight, in the next few days, you will be receiving a rather large package containing everything and anything by The Police. And thanks to everybody who sent in bits for Pam. It's really nice of you. And we've also got a typewritten note here by Shazzle. She was supposed to be typing boring sentences, but she thought she'd type a quick note to say hello. Isn't that nice, eh? And now here's Beverly's amendments. Amendments to the top five videos. Right, here we go. Get rid of number 10. You'll see what I mean now. Move all of them down two from number 2 onwards and add in Romeo and Juliet at number 2 and Fashion at number 3. I'll probably change my mind again tomorrow, says Beverly. Pathetic adverts. That electricity one where the lady goes slimline style in the most goony voice ever. But a strong contender for the title is the lady on the ad for Operation. And one of her children says, it's my turn to operate. And she says, operate? In a horrified voice. And also that Pacers one where they shout, strides! And one to top them all is £1 million bingo in your Daily Star, Daily and Sunday Express. That's pretty pathetic, isn't it? Yes. I noticed Richard Skinner's been demoted to announcements between children's programmes. Yes, I saw that. I rushed home Thursday to watch Blue Peter and watch ITV for a minute, and there was Richard Skinner doing the links. Beverly says, I watched Get It Together. It was tragic, or was it tragic? You guessed, it was tragic. I don't believe for a minute that people write in and ask Roy to sing, in inverted commas, mainly because he can't. Talking of TV, Linkaroonie, did you watch Dallas the other day? No. I watched it last series, and there was this one bit I'll never forget. Cliff was having a Barney with his mum, and she went to go, and he said, but mother, you didn't take licorice, and I remember you like it. And they ran into each other's arms. I've never laughed so much in my whole life. The script for that programme is so terrible. Mind you, not so bad as Knots Landing. I can't even watch that because it's so bad. You can't even laugh at it because you feel so embarrassed for them. You were talking of dreams on your programme, Terence. Well, at least you don't call me John. And about a month ago, I kept really having strange dreams. There are only parts of two that I can remember. The first one, I was on holiday in a static caravan, and I described the site to my brother, and he said it was like the one he was on in Weymouth. Gosh, I'd never seen it before, says Beverly. Anyhow, I had a phone call from my sister, and she said that a man had come to our house and said that I was going to die. Or he was going to kill me. So I rushed home and my sister told me all about him. And then she said, I'm only joking. And then I woke up. Whew, accounts for that. The other one I dreamt that I got a letter from Terence, but it wasn't on Uptown paper, and it was typed, and it had tons of mistakes in it. That's why I laughed when he said he was going to learn to type, because it reminded me of that dream. There might be a secret message in there somewhere. Good. Right, keep on sailing. Remember, wearing hats keeps your brains warm. Ta-ra, love, Bev. And don't forget Dave's autograph. No, he has actually done this, and it'll be off to you soon. Hang on, let me just look at my digits. Just a minute. Better get a move on. Here's dear old Julie. Dear Terry, how are you? I hope you and Bob are well. This is a little footnote, because it's on a little piece of foot here, with some police bits for Pam. Could you send them on to her, please? Yes. I've also got some bits of, not literally, Soft Cell, Ultravox, John Fox and others, which I can't remember if anybody would like them. I'm sure you'll be pleased to know that I got some shoes, this is referring to her letter last week, and that my cat constantly gets her own back. Thanks for saying hello to everybody for me. Keep up the good work. One last thing. Did you see Blue Peter last night? Monday? No, I missed it last Monday. I was thoroughly embarrassed to see Simon prancing round as Elvis. But I don't suppose he can help it. I'm sorry, I missed that. Anyway, must go. Got to go to college. Yeah, but bye then, love, Julie. P.S. Sunday you said you weren't on the flight path. We were. Ah, well. I think we are again this week. Thanks, Julie. Stanborough Road, Hounslow, Clyshaw. How do, Terry? Hearing your show for the first time in ages last week, I thought it was great. Good, thank you. And he encloses some stuff for Pam, for the police. And this is Clive Shaw, Stanborough Road, Hounslow. And also he solves a mystery, because a few months ago I was asking, trying to remember where the name Duran Duran originated from. And of course it's from the movie Barbarella, Jane Fonda. Remember it now. By the way, wait a minute, what's this? Doody-dum-dum-tum-tum, sorry about this. By the way, my favourite advert is the one with a drink and a dog in a spacesuit. Oh yeah, the New Linnies one, I think, yeah. Here's a new one, says Clive, my desert island letter. It would be Beverly's, as her letters are always so interesting. A couple of weeks ago, you said you had a Modets t-shirt on. Could you please tell me where you obtained it from, as I am a Modets fan? I got it from Portobello Road Market, middle of last winter. Saturday. My desert island discs are, says Clive Shaw, my generation by the Who, Painted Black, the Modets, number 3, the Tonight, the Modets, number 2, White Mice, the Modets, number 1, Milord, the Modets. Could you ask Jane Banks if she is the same one who used to go to Isleworth Town Junior School? Let us know, Jane. I must go now, Clive Shaw. Well, hello, says the ethereal pen of Martin Franklin of Ivor. Is that you? That must be me. Have you heard the new U2 single? Played it earlier. You said in your letter, in inverted commas, which probably refers to my handwriting, that the guitarist from Jefferson Airplane is almost your favourite. Who is your favourite? Well, my top three are Jorma Kalkonen, Will Sargent of Echo and the Bunnymen, and The Edge from U2, who you mentioned as well. Martin tells me about some gigs he's been to, and also, he says, about this two records a show business, well, I don't think it really matters, because you're trying to be an alternative radio station. However, I think you should try and play one or two more records. Will do. Bam, bam, bam. The teardrop track you played last week when the fighting takes over was great. Heard someone write into you and say hello to everyone else she didn't know, so I'd like to say hello back. This is getting cosy, isn't it? Yeah. Well, that's all I've got to say for the moment. Yours is as ethereal as ever, Martin John Franklin. Sorry to hear about the haircut here. Yeah, it's a disappointment to me. And lots of PSs there. It's very good. Karen Eldridge writes, Dear Terry, She's in the Isle of Wight. Have I ever been there? Yes, I was there a couple of months ago for a couple of days. Very nice. She says, did you know King Gustav III of Sweden believed coffee to be highly poisonous, so a convicted murderer at the King's Court was ordered to drink himself to death on coffee. He lived to be 83. The patron saint of thieves is St. Nicholas. A flea can jump 200 times its own height. Let's just edit this. Could you play something from Teardrop's album? Could you not play something from Teardrop's album for all my friends who will be rejoicing as I'm miles away and so can recuperate? Love to Archie and my hero of the gloved kind, and to the rest of the team. Yours, Karen. P.S. Last week my parents heard your programme and my mum was indignant that I didn't ask for a mention for any of my family, so would you please mention them? Mum, Dad, Colin, Sarah and Scamp. And thanks, Karen. P.S. Do you keep all your letters? Yes. Last one from Hanover Road, North Wembley, Middlesex, Martin Lindsay. Pew, 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 pew. Dear Terry, thank you for broadcasting my letter. My worst records are, which I forgot to tell you, number one, Shut Up Your Face. Number two, There's No One Quite Like Grandma. Number three, The Birdie Song. How anyone can buy these records and waste their money, I just don't know. My favourite advert is the United Chocolate one, although I find it impossible to support Chocolate Bar as a football team. I'd also keep up the good work, and I hope you maintain the high standards, and I wish everybody the best for the future of Uptown Radio. Yours, Martin Lindsay. Thanks, Martin. Right, it's a bit of a frenetic ending, but I really had to get all those letters in, and thanks ever so much once again for all your letters. We really do appreciate it, and we really do read them all with great care and try and answer every one. And keep them coming. The mailing address, Terry Anderson, care of Uptown Radio, 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey. That's if you'd like to take part, send in your top bottom fives of all different things and your TV and radio awards. And maybe if you'd like one or two of our black and white posters. And regarding photos, people who ask for photos, I'm going to get some photos done, but I must let my hair grow a little bit first. The answer to the quiz question from the early stages of tonight's shindig: the only time the FA Cup was won by a team outside England was when Cardiff City beat Arsenal 1-0 in the 1927 FA Cup final. Wales, you see. Stunning stuff. Anyway, thanks ever so much for listening. Do keep those letters flooding in, and I'll see you next week at 7, hopefully. Thank you now. Bye-bye. Stand by for Bob. Cheerio.
Terry Anderson.
Well, there you go. Caught me out by surprise. Orchestral manoeuvres in the darks and annex. Wasn't really listening because talking through the microphone, you can see a spider on it. Been training this spider to run up and down the arms for the last 10 minutes. Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, as usual, it's a very good evening to that cheeky chappy, Mr. Terry Addison. And a very good evening to you.
Oh, very good.
Newspaper reader.
Yes. Hello there.
Hello.
All right?
Fine.
Oh, good.
Terribly sore throat today, dear listener.
Oh, dear. What, you might not be able to do your programme then?
Well.
Oh, you will.
Not that sore. Oh. I'm looking for the spider. It seems to have disappeared.
It's a very intricate little web it's devised here, so I must say.
I see the Portuguese dwarf has let us down again in the cleaning processes.
Yes, he's left the Johnson's polish at home.
That's right. Mind you, this Portuguese dwarf is a very, well, widely travelled person. He's been around, I can tell you. Mm-hmm. Really, he was stolen by gypsies at an early age. One More Time and One More Dub. Thought I'd play it all the way through. You rarely ever get the chance to hear it. And before that was War, Me and Baby Brother. You're on Uptown Radio 94.4. The station with the sore throat. And I stayed in last night as well. Played this a couple of weeks ago. It's Luxury Glass Town from Guildford. Someone Like Sarah.
Someone like Sarah. Someone like you. Someone out walking. Someone I knew. Walking in my mind, believing a light in the hills.
summer house and what you'd like to the stream. And below the thumb for line, are you going to the ring of stones? In a starlit night, we was thrown, washed up again, all alone. Washed up again, all alone. Washed up sick, washed up sick.
Country glass town. Somebody just like Sarah. You could hear it shattering in the middle. In the Guardian today, in their anniversaries page, did you know that it's the anniversary of the charge of the Light Brigade back in the Crimea against the Russian bear? And I was thinking of, I think it's Macaulay's poem or someone's like that. Into the Valley of Death rode the 600. Into the Valley of Death, he had to change it, rode the 597. Into the Valley of Death, rode the 521 and a half. Thank you.
learn how.